so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land?
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. And as always, I try to recognize difference makers through this show and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. In this particular show, I have Sandy Naramore, who is with Magic Moments. Been around 35 years. Maybe you haven't heard about it. Maybe you're like me and you had to find out about it from Valerie Jones, Abby Jones's mother, as we were sitting there at Icy Gator this past weekend for a fundraiser for Celia Grace. But I did find out about it, and now Sandy is on the program to talk about Magic Moments. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Sandy.
Hello, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, when I hear about an effort like yours, and of course, we love Abby. We had a big week a couple of weeks ago as we recognized her, sent some pizza over to the house so they could have pizza night. But when her mom, Valerie, mentioned Magic Moments and how special it has been to their family, I looked forward to giving you a call and finding out more about Magic Moments and wanted you to tell me about it.
Well, at first, I'm so happy that you know sweet Abby and her family. She's just such a sweetheart and has such a warm place in my heart. And I'm so thankful that we were able to reach out and do something for her. But what we are, Mark, I always tell people this is the one time you'll hear me use the word wish. But we are a wish-granting organization. But we are very unique. And there are two major things that make us unique. The first is that we are exclusive for children in the state of Alabama who have life-threatening conditions that they are faced with. Now, we call what we do for the children magic moments. So when I refer to her moment or her magic moment, you know what I'm talking about. And the other thing that sets us apart is because we are smaller and only focus on children in our state, we're able to do more for them after they've received their magic moment. You know, the larger national organizations who we are so appreciative of their existence, but because of their large capacity, once a child gets their wish, they are finished with them and they move on with their list that they have. But with magic moments, once a child receives their magic moment, we keep them in our database. And throughout every calendar year, we have events called Beyond the Moment. And we keep these families not only connected to our staff, but to each other. Because, you know, these families, they develop a very strong bonding through our Beyond the Moments. Our biggest one, Mark, is what we call Family Camp. Typically, Memorial Day weekend, and we've been doing this for 21 of our 35 years in existence. But we take our families down to Lake Martin at Children's Harbor's beautiful facility there. And for 3 days and two nights, at no expense to our families, we have the most incredible camp. And these families, they bond, they get to see each other, they reunite from other weekends that we're together. But that's our biggest one. Then throughout the year, we'll go to a Biscuits game in Montgomery. That's their semi-pro baseball team. We go to Samford basketball games. We go to UAB football games. We'll see what happens this year.
Right.
I don't know what sports events we'll be doing this year. But those are the two main things that I want the listeners to know about us, is statewide and Beyond the Moment.
And that's exactly what Valerie shared with me, was the fact that you remain connected with these families. And that is so important. When a child's struggling, I try to do the same thing through my show. If I'm connected to Abby Jones and I decide I'm going to focus on epidermolysis bullosa 1 week, I don't want that week to be gone and forget about Abby. And I don't want the week to be gone and forget about another child. If I go to a fundraiser on Saturday and I'm there to raise funds for Celia Grace, then Celia Grace needs me longer than Saturday. And I have to be able to find time and find the energy to continue to help these families as they move forward, because it just seems a little short-sighted for me if I focus on them for just a little bit and then they're like, hey, where's everybody at? Where's the support? We've lost everybody we have, and you know what that does to families, and they feel alone again, and that's not the way they should feel.
And that is one of our biggest goals, is for them never to feel alone, and we want them to stay connected. And, you know, like you were saying, Mark, like a magic moment in particular, once it has come and gone, well, that child's condition is still there. And we have to keep focused on bringing happiness and making sure that they don't forget about the positive things in life, because so often our kids are faced with so much hardship, and we just want them to remember how much love there is out there for them and to do everything in our power. But, you know, over our 35 years, we have provided just shy of 5,000 magic moments, and we have been able to provide for children in all 67 counties of the state of Alabama. One of the biggest questions that I always get asked is, well, where do you get your referrals? And, you know, the truth is the majority of our referrals are going to come from the medical profession and, you know, our social workers at the hospitals, whether it's Children's of Alabama or USA down in Mobile. But the thing I want every listener to know is anyone can refer a child to us. If you know somebody in your family, in your church family, in your neighborhood family, one of your children's schoolmates, if you know somebody between the ages of 4 and 18 that is faced with a life-threatening situation, please let me know. Go to our website. It's www.magicmoments.org. And my email is there, but all of my staff is there. We're all there to help. Please let us know, because that's our goal, is to reach every child we possibly can.
Sandy, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about some of the responses that you've had to Magic Moments over the years. I know that so many families have been touched. We did mention the Jones family, but you also mentioned 5,000 Magic Moments since the inception of this special organization 35 years ago. Will you stick with me?
I sure will. I look forward to it.
All right, folks, we're talking to Sandy Naramore, and she is with Magic Moments, and they give magic moments to children all over the state of Alabama. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to talk to Sandy about this special organization. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. I'm Dallin Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We are in the middle of another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I have been talking to Sandy Naramore with Magic Moments, helping children across the state of Alabama find their magic moment. Believe in the magic. That's a great slogan. I like that, Sandy. Welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here again.
So you are a peddler of magic. You make these things happen in children's lives. And I know that the families are appreciative, just like we mentioned, Valerie, David, Abby, the Jones family, even Sam, that family there appreciates Magic Moments, or I wouldn't even know about you right now. But it is great when a family appreciates what you do as an organization and they want to share it with other people and tell them how special you are.
Yeah, you know, Mark, that is something that I have found. I'm actually a retired educator. I taught special education for more years than I really can count. Then I was a school administrator and retired to run a nonprofit. And then that led me to Magic Moments. I'm going on 4 years ago. One of the biggest adjustments for me was the fact that our families really do appreciate everything we do for them. There has never in my time here been a family who was anything less than appreciative. And they go the extra mile for their child and to make sure that their child is understanding of what's being done for them. It's in fact, that's honestly one of our requirements, is that a child has to be cognizant, because we want to make sure that we're doing what the child wants and not what the family wants. Sometimes if you had a four-year-old who said, yeah, we want to go to Hawaii, you go, really? You know, wait a minute. So the children are very aware of what we're doing for them.
That is a great way to look at it, because you don't want people taking advantage for things outside of what the focus is, and that's the child that's suffering. And if it means bringing in a dressed-up Mickey Mouse, and that's what the four-year-old wants, then bring in a dressed-up Mickey Mouse. Or if they want to go down to McDonald's and get a basket of fries that's just their own, that's a magic moment for them. And people sometimes don't realize that it's not always getting the celebrity to come down and see your kid, or special trip that's 1,000 miles away. And I'm telling you, 1,000-mile trips are a headache. When you get there and you get to the room and you unpack and, you know, all those things, it's just kind of get cluttered. And sometimes it's not as fun as you think it is. But for a four-year-old kid, there's some very simple things that I could see a child asking for that are well within the realm of possibility, and making those things happen. I kind of look at the Mark White Show, and like, we sent Abby pizza from Donnelly's in Hamilton, Alabama, a couple of weeks ago, and that was a magic moment.
It sure was. I know it was. You know, we get some real unique requests from kids. Probably 60% of our requests are to go to Disney World, and obviously we have a very wonderful working relationship with Disney and an organization called Give Kids the World. That's where our children stay when they are able to go down there. But we've had just some fabulous, fabulous requests. We call people magic makers, that are the ones who surprise the child and do the reveal, let them know that they are actually going to be receiving this magic moment. My very first time that I was a magic maker, there was this precious 10-year-old, and she wanted to go to Hershey Park, Pennsylvania. And I was just kind of taken back by it. And, you know, of course, we were making everything happen. And when I sat down with her after we surprised her, and I told her, you know, I looked at her and I said, well, just tell me this, why do you want to go to Hershey, Pennsylvania? And she looked at me like I had three heads and said, because I like chocolate. And I went, well, let's go for it, girl. So we call up there and we make all the arrangements, and Hershey themselves sent us more candy to surprise her with than we could ever have imagined. I mean, their hearts are just incredible. And then we had there's a young man from the Birmingham area, and he had suffered a stroke during his very first high school football practice. And his request was to go to the Super Bowl. Fortunately, that year, it was just a year ago, and last January, that it was in Atlanta. And by George, one of our board members who had a strong connection with Chick-fil-A corporate, made it happen, you know. Wow. So we got to send him. Yeah. And so a lot of times the requests aren't just because they want to go to Disney World. It's something real special to them. And the funniest one we did this past January was a 14-year-old boy who wants to meet President Trump. And it's not that he wants to meet the President of the United States. He wants to meet Donald Trump. And we're making it happen.
That's great. So, one of the questions that I have, because the Jones family spoke so highly of Magic Moments, and as we talked about, I had just learned about the organization myself, and you stated that it's 35 years going strong. If a family has already had the opportunity to have a wish from another organization, are they still open to being a part of Magic Moments?
No, they're not, Mark. And that's pretty general across the country.
Okay.
If you've received one wish from an organization, typically that's the limit. You know, that's a very good question. But typically, that's actually one of the questions on our application, and I know it is on some other groups throughout the country, is have you ever received a wish?
Yes, and I certainly don't want to deter a family from making a decision to go with any other wish organization, but I do want people to remember Valerie Jones shared with me about the long-term relationship that you can establish with Magic Moments. So if you haven't yet made a wish, and that's what I'm leading to, Sandy, if a family has yet to make a wish, I would like to encourage you to look into Magic Moments and find out more about them, and then make a decision based on the information that you see, because it may very well be a better fit for your family, especially being a child here in Alabama, and this organization focuses on Alabama children.
Yeah, you know, Mark, the longevity of our relationship really does make a difference. And that's, you know, one of the first things we explain to people. And all we want is for a child to be happy. And if they go with another organization, because, you know, we no longer send children outside the continental United States. And the reason for that was kind of what you were leading up to a little while ago about traveling. We would experience children who maybe went to on a Disney cruise and down in the Bahamas, and they became sick. And it was such a hardship on the family to get them back to their doctors, to get them back into the United States, that we have curtailed that. And our travel is anywhere in the continental United States. So that is something to always be considered. But it is that lasting relationship that we have that is so important. And it's amazing to watch some of our recipients turn 19, and guess what? They become volunteers for us.
Oh, that's great.
It is the most heartwarming. I tell people, I am one of the luckiest people in the world. I look at our staff every week, and we just look at each other and go, you know, God has just blessed us incredibly. Not everybody can say, my job is making children happy
right.
and bringing magic to their life. And we are just so blessed that we're in a position to do that. And we're in a position to do that because of the generosity of our donors. You know, we are a 501c3. We rely 100% on fundraising, grant writing, and donations, and people believe in what we do and they support us, and we appreciate it so much.
And since you mentioned that, let's talk about how people can donate to Magic Moments, be a part of this effort. You talked about volunteers, you talked about magic makers. Let's get the information out there for listeners.
I would love for everyone to visit our website, because everything you need to know is right there, from the process of, if you have a child who you think would be a good candidate for one of our recipient positions, if you want to be a magic maker, if you want to do fundraising for us, if you want to be a volunteer at our marathon that we hold, if you want to come and volunteer at our family camp for us, get to know our families, all those opportunities are on our website. And again, it's www.magicmoments.org, O-R-G. But also there's a donate button there, and you can go in and you can make a donation at any time over 24 hours a day. And there's also a thing called, we have a group called the Magic Moment Society membership, and for $10 a month or $100 a year, however you choose to do it, you can become one of our society members, and we give you a t-shirt and a decal to put on your car and get you involved that way.
I do want to thank the Jones family for mentioning Magic Moments to me, and it's the way things work. I was there for Celia Grace. We had helped Abby. Abby surprised me by showing up at this fundraiser, And then lo and behold, her mom starts talking about magic moments. That's a magic moment, isn't it?
It is. That little Abby is magical herself. I just love her to death.
Hey, Abby, we're talking about you.
Yay! Shout out to Abby.
There we go. Well, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Sandy Naramore.
Thank you, Mark. And anytime that we can help you, you let us know.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Folks, we've been talking to Sandy Naramore with Magic Moments. I want you to check it out. Go find out more about this special organization. And I want a long-term relationship for you and your family with a special organization like this. So we appreciate Sandy Naramore sharing about Magic Moments today. As you all know, I recognize difference makers all the time. I'm sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. And I hope that you'll continue to follow The Mark White Show, whether it be through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The main thing is, I want you to plug in. I want you to find a way to make a difference. And that's my hope here on The Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
See tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.
day.